Let's pray together. Lord God, we have read and heard from your holy word this day, words of Jesus and in this encounter he had. This parable, O God, about a person who was very successful in his job and was able to amass a good amount of money. And Lord, we see the tendency of being wanting to sit back and kick up our feet and just say, I don't have to do any work for a while because I can relax, I can eat, drink, and be merry and not have any worries. But Lord, we hear from these teachings in your holy word that is not what you call us to do. But you call us to be on watch. You call us to be prepared, not just for your coming, but to be prepared to answer your call of service whenever we see someone in need. Lord, we pray this day that our hearts and minds may be open to receive a word from you that will help us in our daily living and help us be more faithful in our discipleship. We ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen. If you had learned of today's sermon title prior to arriving at church, you may have wondered if we would have armed guards at the door, not so much as protection, but demanding an entrance fee of money or blood. The old Jack Benny radio program had a sketch of Jack being robbed at gunpoint. And Jack Benny was reportedly to be the most miserly man alive. And in the sketch, the robber says to Jack, "Hey, bud, your money or your life?" There was no reply. So he repeated, "Hey, I said, your money or your life?" And Jack replied, "Don't rush me. I'm thinking it over." We laugh at the idea, but Jesus' parable in this morning's scripture makes us stop and think it over. How important is money to us? Our society often measures success by financial wealth. On another occasion, Jesus said, "No slave can serve two masters. For a slave will either hate the one and love the other, or to be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth." Jesus had a lot to say about money. It's one of his most frequent topics. And if we see that, we realize how important it is not only to us today in society, but how important money and wealth and that topic was even in Jesus' day, that he felt he had to, speak about it so many times. This morning's scripture reinforces that teaching and makes us take a moment and reflect on our values. Once upon a time, a woman came out of her house and saw three old men with long white beards sitting in her front yard. She did not recognize them and she did not chase them off, but approached them and said, "I don't think I know you, but you must be hungry. Please come in and have something to eat." "Is the man of the house at home?" they asked. "No," she replied, "he's out." "Then we cannot come in," they replied. In the evening, when her husband came home, she told him what had happened. He said, "Go tell them I am home and invite them in." The woman went out and invited the men in. "We won't go into the house together," they replied. "Why is that?" she wanted to know. One of the old men explained, "His name is Wealth," he said while pointing to one of his friends. And pointing to the other one, he said, "He is Success, and I am Love." Then he added, "Now, go in and discuss with your husband which one of us you want in your home." The woman went in and told her husband what had been said. He was overjoyed. "How nice," he said. Since that is the case, let us invite wealth. Let him come in and fill our home with wealth. His wife disagreed. My dear, why don't we invite success? And then their daughter-in-law, who was in the other room listening, jumped in with her own suggestion. Wouldn't it be better to invite in love? Our home will be filled with love. Let us heed our daughter-in-law's advice, said the husband to his wife. Go out and invite love to be our guest. The woman went out and asked the old men, which one of you is love? Please come in and be our guest. The elderly man named Love got up and started walking toward the house. The other two also got up and followed him. Surprised, the woman asked Wealth and Success, I only invited Love. Why are you coming in also? The old men replied together, if you had invited Wealth or Success, the other two of us would have stayed out. But since you invited Love, wherever he goes, we go with him. Wherever there is love, there is also wealth and success. We need to be careful how we view and use our possessions, because if we aren't, they can own us. A familiar old adage says, you can't take your money and your possessions with you when you die. And that's similar to what we were seeing in today's scripture passage, that the farmer thought he was all set for life. And the Lord comes and says, oh no, watch out. Your life is going to be called today. And what good is all your possessions? A little later in chapter 12 of Luke, we read Jesus saying the following words, sell your possessions and give alms. Make purses for yourselves that do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, your heart will be also. And that sort of leads us into another lesson from this morning's scripture, that sharing of our possessions is expected of us. Why did Jesus tell this parable? We have to sort of back up and ask, what was the situation that Jesus felt he needed to tell this parable? A man had asked Jesus to tell his brother to divide the inheritance with him. And Jesus did not respond directly. He simply asked who had appointed him as judge in such matters. And then he said, watch out. Be on your guard against all kinds of greed. And then he told the parable that we read today as part of today's scripture. The possessive spirit of the farmer ruined him. It can ruin us also. But a giving spirit can be our liberation. For example, another story. A story is told of a man who spoke with the Lord about heaven and hell. The Lord said to the man, come, I will show you hell. They entered a room where a group of people sat around a huge pot of stew. Everyone was famished, desperate, and starving. Each held a spoon that reached the pot. But the handle on the spoon was so much longer than each person's arm that they couldn't get the spoon, even if they could get the stew dipped, they couldn't get the spoon to their mouth because the handle was so long. The suffering was terrible in that room. The food was sitting there. They were starving, and they had these utensils, and they just couldn't get the stew to their mouths. So the Lord then said after a little while, come, now I will take you to heaven. They entered another room, identical to the first. The pot of stew, the group of people, the same long-handled spoons. But there, everyone was happy and well-nourished. I don't understand, said the man. Why are they happy here when they are miserable in the other room and everything was the same? The Lord smiled and said, "Ah, it is simple. Here they have learned to feed each other." While the handle on the spoon was too long to reach one's own mouth, it was just the right length to reach someone else's. Everyone was being fed by someone else. We are in November, a month in which we ponder our blessings, offer thanks to God for his gracious goodness, and consider how we may honor God by being good stewards of all that God has entrusted to us. It is stewardship time, time when some people dread. It's like, oh, the church is asking for money again. But it's not just money. It's commitment of time and talent, as well as treasure. The nominating committee will be soon asking many of you to devote a portion of your time and your energy to the ministry and mission of this congregation by serving on a board or a committee. And as you consider this invitation, please remember that on a football team, when the team faces a tough decision, the coach often calls for a timeout. In basketball, when the press is on, the captain can call for a timeout. And in soccer, when the team is bushed, they can gain a few minutes respite with a timeout. But life does not work that way. There is no way that we can stop the clock to think out our problems. We cannot save, store, or stretch time. We may use it or we may abuse it, but the clock keeps ticking continually. We can only plan how to spend the time given to us, and God wants us to be involved in serving him. A letter and pledge card were mailed this week that invite you to make a financial commitment to supporting the ministry and mission of the First Baptist Church of Malden and the maintenance of our property. If you did not receive a letter and envelope this week, there are extras on the table in the back of the sanctuary. It's now each of our responsibility to prayerfully consider how we, as a congregation, will meet the challenges of 2018 and beyond, and how we as individual members are able to support that ongoing ministry and mission. As you do consider how you invest your time, your talent, and your treasure, I encourage you to remember the following story. A new place of worship had just been completed. People came from near and far to see it. They admired the beauty of the windows, the walls, the carpet on the floors. Preachers were impressed with the handsome pulpit Bible. On the roof, a little two-penny nail held down a shingle. This little nail heard the people praise everything else, but no one mentioned the shingle nail or seemed to be conscious of it, of its existence. The little nail became very angry and said, "If I am that insignificant, nobody will miss me if I quit." So the little nail pulled out, slid down the steep roof, and fell onto the soft ground below. A little while later, there was a heavy rainstorm, and the shingle nail was buried in the mud. The difference between being buried in the mud and holding down the shingle is this. Before, the nail was obscure but useful. Furthermore, it was protected under the shingle. Now it was obscure but useless and will soon be consumed by rust. The worst of the story is yet to come. The shingle that the nail held down got loose, and without support and cooperation from the nail, the shingle blew away, leaving a hole in the roof. The same rain that buried the nail leaked in through the vacant spot where the shingle had been, finding its way into that beautiful sanctuary. The water ran down the walls, leaving them marred. It leaked upon the Bible and stained its pages. It leaked upon the carpet, and the beautiful rug was stained. All because one little nail failed to do its job. The Apostle Paul writes to the church at Rome that we are many members of one body, and all members do not have the same function. So we who are many are one body in Christ, and individual members of one another. Each one of us is needed to further Christ's kingdom here on earth. What kind of nail are you? One that does his or her part and is essential to the glory of the Lord? Or one that fails to do what he or she is capable of and has the ability to do? Every nail is important and essential. Every person in our church family is vitally important and needed. Remember the lesson from the parable in this morning's scripture. Be on guard against all kinds of greed, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of possessions. Those who store up treasure for themselves are not rich toward God. So the old question is still real. Our money or our life? Which do we choose? Let's pray together. Lord, we are filled with so many temptations when we look around and we see things in our society that say, buy me, use me. You'll be more important with this possession or that possession. Lord, forgive us when we succumb to those temptations. Help us to again hear your message of love, your message of putting our stockpile in heaven and not here on earth, our call from you to reach out and help others and not to be so as self-centered that only trying to feed ourselves but looking out and feeding others. Lord, during this stewardship time, we pray that we may spend moments with you in conversation, that you will guide our thoughts and our actions as we look to make commitments to serving you through this congregation, serving through our time, our talent, and our treasure. Lord, we thank you for your blessings upon us, and we ask that we may be wise stewards of all that you have given to us. And we ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen.